You got the Congress, a lot of them are elderly, on the floor, hiding behind chairs. You've got them scared, putting on gas masks, but at no point are they calling it terrorism. Whenever you terrorize people, that's terrorism.
Thank you so much. Thank
love
you so
you too,
much
sis.
For being the voice. Thank you for asking the questions that you always ask. Thank you for always standing up for who we are as a people. And I listen to you every day coming home.
Nita, I need to apologize to you.
Why?
I don't need to do it on air, but I need to apologize to you. If you're going with a guy and your girlfriend turns around and goes with him, I don't care if it's 50 years from today. That's sloppy seconds as far as I'm concerned.
I thought she was going to say she was dating your man.
Wait a minute. I was like, what, girl, tell me. Boo, we need to talk offline? What? Tell me. Woo, child, my heart started racing.
No friend of mine, no ex of mine should be talking to each other after we break up.
Why?
And you shouldn't be interested in any of my friends.
Why?
Because you're wrong. You supposed to be
why?
My
you
friend.
Keep saying I'm wrong on so many levels. You ain't said not one level yet. Why?
Cross that line if you want to. And
okay.
See what's going to happen.
Ooh, she
what's
gonna
fight
you,
Freddy.
It's not gonna be Freddy.
Savannah, you my type of chick, girl. Thank you, mama.
I know that's right. All right, Nina. Bye-bye.
I love her.
I, like many people on social media, was very disturbed. It almost hurt my stomach to watch a video about a teen who was being attacked by her father and her stepmother on IG. This went on for like 45 minutes.
It was just really disturbing. I felt extremely triggered by the whole thing. Put your arms around that little girl. Hug that little girl. Tell that little girl that you love her, that she's important, that she's beautiful, that even though her mother left her, she's still important. Like, go the other way and just try. Excuse me. Just try. Like, do something different. You don't have to always put your hands on someone. You know, just love her one time and see if that also makes a difference. You know? I'm sorry. It's just, this is just emotional for me. I don't like it. I'm sorry.
Two truths and a lie. Blind dates from hell.
Woo, child.
I took on a 4-day vacation. Nothing happened. I stayed in different rooms, but I was the bigger person.
George is a lie. He did something. He did something on that vacation. You done paid all that money.
Yes,
you done paid all that money and talked to that girl for 3 weeks and then a 4-day vacation. Oh, you hit it.
Nina Brown.
So my blind date from hell, when I was a flight attendant at Delta, I did something I never do. I agreed to go out on a date with my first class passenger during my layover. So during the layover, I mean, on the plane, he was cute. He talked normal. He had a great job. He's flying first class. I'm like, okay, this is great. Honey, when we went to dinner, every time he would say my name, he'd be like, Nina.
So years ago, I'm doing radio in Baltimore, and I decided to put myself up for charity auction. These hood girls won the date for their girlfriend. We go to my friend Benny's French restaurant, and she's like, well, you know what? I'd like to start off with the champagne. And I was like, no, sweetie, it's champagne. She's like, no, the champagne. I was like, no, it's called champagne. You know? She was like, no, I just want a steak. I was like, well, you want the filet mignon? I don't want the mignon. I want the steak. And I said, no, sweetie, filet mignon. She was like, no, I don't want filet mignon. Mignon, oh, I don't eat mignon. I want a steak. I don't eat mignon. Who you think is telling the lie in this story?
It's
me.
I doubt that somebody was that ghetto. That's just over the top.
Girl, I got friends that can't even pronounce hors d'oeuvres. They'd be like hors d'oeuvres. Jacksonville couple, she's black, he's white, selling their home. The first appraiser came through, saw her in the house and all their black pictures and black stuff on the shelf like their black novels, and basically appraised their house for over $100,000 less than what it should have been. What did they do? They whitewashed their house, took down the Toni Morrison books, put up Shakespeare and alike. The next appraiser came through. She was out of the house this time. The husband was there, the white husband, by himself, and they appraised the home for $135,000 more. Nina was like, it's racist. I said it's only business. And then Stevie Wonder called. Go ahead, Stevie Wonder. You tell Nina. Go ahead.
So she's absolutely right.
Thank you, Stevie.
Let me tell you why she's right. Now, they have the right to do whatever they want to do with their property. And if they were doing this experiment, and that's how they wanted to do it. But this is just ridiculous. It's a shame to know that I'm living in a time where people are blinder than me.
Amen.
But she's absolutely right.
Okay.
I mean, if you all can say, oh, well, that's business.
No, no, I'm with you now. You done changed my mind. I'm with you. I agree, Nina.
Oh, no. Oh, no, you were not talking about Stevie Wonder didn't change your mind.
Hey, listen, I'm old enough to admit when I say something wrong, and I was wrong on that one, Nina Brown. Thank you, honey.
And I love Stevie Wonder for calling in. See, you listen to Stevie Wonder. You don't listen to Nina Brown.
You listen to
Stevie Wonder.
Mm-hmm. I just have a problem listening to you and admitting it in public.
Comedy, conversation, community, controversy. It's the all-new Frank Ski Show with Nina Brown. The world is listening.